Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. Many hikers and mountain climbers say their love of the sport is a spiritual experience that clears the mind. But that analogy may be a bit too real. A new study finds high-altitude mountain climbing alters the brain.
Magnetic resonance images, or MRIs, were done on 35 mountain climbers, 12 professionals, and 23 amateurs. They all recently attempted high-altitude climbs, including Mount Everest, the world's highest peak. Virtually everyone who climbed Everest showed signs of brain damage, and many of the others as well.
The MRI revealed microhemorrhages in the brain. The worst cases were climbers who had suffered high-altitude cerebral edema. This happens when capillaries in the brain leak, causing dangerous swelling. A quick fix is rapidly descending the mountain or using a hyperbaric chamber.
Scientists had always thought once a climber recovered, the brain healed. But the new study suggests the damage is permanent and revealed even climbers of lesser peaks who show no signs of altitude sickness had irregular MRIs.
The scans show an enlargement of the Virchow-Robin spaces, or VR spaces. These spaces surround blood vessels that drain brain fluid and communicate with the lymph system. Usually, the enlargement of VR spaces happens in the elderly, but not young people, such as the mountain climbers in this study.
3 years after the initial MRI, the same climbers who had made no expeditions in the interim still had the same brain scans, suggesting the damage is permanent.
Scientists will need to study a greater number of climbers to conclude whether high-altitude mountaineering leads to long-term brain damage and diseases such as Alzheimer's.
As the sport gains popularity, climbers should know the full risks. We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.